Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee. It is now 8:42, and we are convening. I'm still a chair until we pick a chair pro tem, and tonight Teresa Allen was kind enough to take the minutes. She will be kind enough to take the minutes for us. On the first thing is we need to elect a chair pro tem. So the meeting is open for nominations for chair pro tem.
There is one thing that I think that we need to be clear on first, and that is who will be the voting members of this group if we have than one.
Well, that would be an agenda item. So I think first we have to determine who's the chair pro tem. I nominate Nia.
Okay.
Are there any other nominations for chair pro tem? Going one, twice, thrice. Okay. Thank you. The next item is secretary pro tem. And Teresa, are you still willing to do it?
Yes, I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, great. Is anyone else would like to volunteer? I hear the doors breaking down for that. I don't know who's behind it. That's just a joke. Okay. So, Teresa?
That's what you get for trying humor here.
Everyone's on mute, I guess.
Well, okay. If I wasn't on mute, you would have heard me laughing.
Okay.
So here we are. Teresa and I are chair pro tem and secretary pro tem, secretary pro tem and chair pro tem, respectively. Now, in terms of your question, Teresa, I was looking for the email from the Foundation Council, which he gave an opinion, and I really would not like to get bogged down in this tonight, so let's call the roll. I took the roll from the copies of the sheets that we had in Los Angeles of the people who signed up to be on this committee. This committee was formed after the bylaws were created, so this is not even mentioned in the bylaws, and that's why I put the purpose that was passed by the PNB December 8th of 2011 to say exactly what our purpose will be, just to remind the old members and to inform the new members who are on the committee. That was the only purpose of my there. That said, I think we will just proceed as we would, and if anything comes out of the PNB, then we can recalibrate and go on with the business at hand. And that's what I would like to do.
This is Lydia. And Kathy, please.
Okay, Lydia, then Kathy.
Yeah, the only thing we can bring as being something that causes us to do something or prevents us from doing something is a motion passed by the board. In the absence of such a motion, and since that motion was defeated, the one that would limit the number of directors, then, until further notice, like I think, as Nia does, we proceed. I think we're also going under the advice of counsel, so we're certainly on sound ground here. And then if at some future time there is a properly noticed motion and it passes, to the contrary, then obviously that would trigger elections that would reconstitute the committee. Absent that, we proceed. That's the only legality. Unless someone can present a motion that affects this right now, then there's no point in wasting time discussing it.
Okay.
And additionally, we're just an advisory committee.
But I'm going to register my concern. And forgive me while I note this. I'm expressing a concern that was from a conversation that I had with Bill Crozier. Since, from my understanding of the bylaws, it says that the National Board votes on who is on a committee. And to my knowledge, they have not voted or approved the people on this committee. And I left the National Board meeting, and I could have gone back. I mean, George Ryder could have gone back and decided he wanted to be on this committee. You know, every member of the National Board could have gone back to the list and said, you know, I want to be on this personnel committee. So we haven't really approved who's on this committee. And in my opinion, when it comes to actual votes, I think we should probably continue with who was approved last year until the National Board actually approves, you know.
Is that a motion?
Well, if I won't make this a motion, I'm going to at least express a real matter of concern for the record.
Okay. We need to, okay. So, Teresa.
This is Marcel. May I be added to the stack?
Okay. Go ahead, Marcel.
Okay. I think that this should be forwarded to the governance committee for them to at least comment on this at the next committee meeting. I think we should move forward until that time, but I do understand the reason that Teresa registered her complaint.
I mean, because like right now, 20 people could join the governance committee to try to debate this issue. I mean...
Okay. Just one second. I'm going to interrupt here. There are many hypotheses that we could come up with. I think what we need to do, Teresa, is to challenge my ruling, you could do that, is to move forward with the names that I have on the list of people who signed up for the committee. And then let's get on with whatever business that we can get on with.
Well, so, I'm stating for the record that
voting
members on this committee have not been approved by the PNB as per the bylaws, to my understanding.
When you get to that point, you're the secretary pro tem. We will let you type that in. Kathy,
okay.
Did I hear your voice, Kathy? I thought I heard
Kathy. Well, yes. I guess this brings us back to the core question, and since council felt that it was appropriate to constitute the meetings this way, I mean, this is one of the questions that's going to come up. This could occur in every committee, and it may be that council is not clear of the consequence of his advice, but until and such the PNB changes it, I feel that there's no way. This is a new board, a new year, and there's no way that the old committee, I think that we should, I would like to affirm what the pro tem chair has said, that we should go with the names of people who volunteered as per council advice until otherwise decided by the PNB.
I should take role, and then Kathy can make her motion.
I don't think she needs a motion. I made a ruling. Nobody challenged it. So if you would like me to, Teresa, I could go ahead and call it. Would you like me to call it?
I'd like you to repeat your ruling.
My ruling is that Teresa Allen, Wesley Bethune, Lydia Brazon, Kathy Davis, Ali Lexa, Ethea Wangaza, Marcel Reed, Andrea Turner, and I, Nia Bediako, are members of the Personnel Committee and may vote.
Wesley on the stack, please.
Wesley, yes. And I did call your name, right,
you
Wesley?
Did.
I have them all here.
You did.
Yes, you did. I just wanted to be on the stack.
Okay. Just one sec, Wes. So let's just get the roll call together. So that's the roll call, and these folks are here, present, and accounted for. All right?
Well, that's, okay. That's the composition, but someone has to actually take roll and say who's here and who's not here.
Okay.
On the stack, please.
Go ahead, Wesley.
Yes, I would like to move the agenda.
Okay.
There proceed with the roll count. Thank you.
Okay. Teresa, do you want me to do it, or are you going to do it?
Well, no, I think I can do it. Okay.
Okay.
But I am putting in the note that I am opposing this or questioning this for the record. Okay. Teresa Allen is present. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Ali Lexa?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good.
Mia Bidiaco?
Present.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Marcel Reed?
Here.
Andrea Turner? Is Andrea here? I'm not hearing her. Afia Wangaza? I can't hear you, Afia. Okay, I'm not hearing Afia.
Okay.
Is there anyone whose name I didn't call?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Madam Secretary. All righty. So we have that roll call. Now, the next thing is to... You saw the agenda that I created. I'll just read it for the stream so people could hear what I suggested. And that was to approve minutes, which Teresa sent out, set committee's goals, 20 minutes, action items, 5 minutes, adjourn to executive session for approval of executive session minutes from, we have two, I think, Teresa? There are two executive session minutes?
No. Just give me 1 minute here.
Well, two, because we had a continuation meeting on the 18th, so that's why I said two. Okay. And that's the agenda. So is there any objection to the agenda as stated? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved. All righty. The first item is to approve the minutes, and the minutes that Teresa and I sent out were...
The first one would be January 18th, open session.
Mm-hmm. And January 19th. I read them, Teresa.
Yes.
And maybe we could just make a quickie correction here. You had 11:38 a.m., but it's 11:38 p.m. that we adjourned. That's the only thing that I see that needs to be corrected. It says, El Brazon moved to adjourn, no objection. Meeting adjourned 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think maybe that's the longest we've ever stayed on a call, so maybe...
I'm looking at January 18, 2012, Personnel Committee open session.
Yeah. All the way down to the bottom. Everything else is fine according to my notes and my memory. Just
M. Reed moved to adjourn. No objections.
Right. That one's okay. Go to your last attachment.
Okay. But which one are we approving? The first one, I thought we were approving 118 of 2012 open session.
Okay.
Can we?
I am moving to approve them all, with the exception of that one where you have 11:30 a.m. It should be p.m. I'm moving to do them in one fell swoop.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then I was just on the wrong one.
Is there any objection to that?
Kathy on the stack.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I would like to abstain since I wasn't at those meetings.
Okay, not a problem.
Yes, I move to approve. This is Lydia.
Okay. Thanks, Lydia. Okay, so you have Kathy abstained. Do you have it, Teresa?
I would also abstain. This is Ali for the same
reason. Okay, Ali.
Well,
okay,
as long
so
as
Ali
not, I mean, we don't need to make a notation of as long as there's no objection, correct?
Okay.
Right. There's no objection. Correct. Okay. Perfect. The next thing is, are you done, Teresa? Do need to wait for you a little bit? Or are you all caught up?
I just want to confirm that we have approved both the executive and the open session minutes.
No, we're going to do the executive session in executive.
All right, that's fine then. Thank you.
Okay. All right. The next item is set committee's goals, and that's 20 minutes. Marcel?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind being our timekeeper, Marcel?
No, no problem. 20 minutes. I have 9:03. Does anyone have a different time?
As long as it's 20 minutes, they end at 9:23. 20 minutes or 20
okay.
minutes?
Okay.
Okay. In terms of the committee, well, I'd like to hear from the members first. Anyone would like to speak on what our goals should be?
This is Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I would like for the committee to establish guidelines for maybe yearly or twice yearly self-evaluations that could be followed for management, but also for management to use with staff within the stations, because it seems that there's at any level there's no format for self-evaluation. And I say self-evaluation because this allows people to be able to look at their own work, what they might have accomplished, to assess their goals, and, you know, to give people a way of tracking whether or not they're on point with their responsibilities. And it allows whatever management group is at the, you know, at each hierarchical level to be able to assess how a person is doing. And for me, it creates an opportunity to get things under control before they get out of control. And it does it in such a way that it doesn't create sort of fear and negativity within this. And I say this as a staff person, but within the staff level, so that people think that they're being, you know, sort of attacked or judged or looked frowned upon, but they're just being, like, it becomes a policy that each staff person at whatever level they are would create a self, would have a self-evaluation, and then there'd be some record of what was going on, and it would give the hierarchy of management an ability to look and see how things are going, to sort of track it. Am I saying too many words? But that's, you know, so that's what I would like to see us do.
Okay, so
to create a standard that can be used at all the stations for
standardized
ongoing self-evaluation, yeah.
Right, standardized self-evaluations for all levels of Pacifica staff, right?
Yeah.
That's a huge undertaking, Kathy. Roll up your sleeves.
Well, but I think that's what's needed, because this is what, you know, gets us into trouble by not having that.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we should find out. I think here at KPSK, and Ali would know better, I think that is being tried this time around, but I think we should find out if any of the stations are already incorporating a self-evaluation as part of the evaluation. I don't think that's specifically what Kathy is alluding to. She's I think, saying something in addition to
just that. Is that correct, Kathy? Mine was a question to Kathy.
Well, actually, I mean, if it's being done, I think we should reach out, and if it's being done, incorporate that into our considerations, because maybe someone's doing it perfectly already, and we would just have to standardize it. So it's
my question to you is did you just mean like a self-evaluation as part of the GM's evaluation of staff, or did you mean a six-month self-evaluation in addition to your yearly evaluation that would include a self-evaluation, if I make myself clear?
I don't think I was being that specific.
Oh, okay.
I think that would be one of the considerations, but I feel that it's hard to do an evaluation at the end of the year without some kind of tracking and self-evaluation. So it seems to me that there needs to be a standardized self-evaluation that the general managers can use to look at what their staff is doing, and that
mm-hmm.
the executive director can look at what the management is doing, and maybe
mm-hmm.
even the board can look at what the executive director is doing, so that it becomes standardized self-evaluation that would just happen whenever it would be appropriate for that to happen. But, you know, if a person is evaluating themselves and we're keeping a record of that, then it makes things more palatable and easier at the end to go back and do the evaluation, from my perspective.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's one. Teresa, do you have all of that?
No.
Okay.
I would like the resolution again, because she started motivating it. So if someone could just repeat the motion again, because it kind of went in from a motion into motivating, and it ended up very long. So
okay.
If we could just repeat what we think is the basic motion.
Let me just try to paraphrase, Kathy. You want me to try to paraphrase it, or do you want to do it?
No, you could try. I used a lot of words. Let's, you know, maybe you can paraphrase it.
Okay.
But I thought we were creating a list of our goals, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the goals are going to be created as motions? Is that
no, I don't think that's
here?
Necessary.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually,
because I wasn't under the understanding that I was even creating a motion. I thought we were listing some of the goals that we would all be contributing, the goals we'd like to accomplish this year.
Right. Normally we don't do that. We don't. But let's put it down, and then
mm-hmm.
we, you know, it's usually we're not so rigid here. And I understand what you're saying. And so let me see if I can paraphrase. To create standardized self-evaluation for all levels of staff.
Yes.
Okay.
That's as brief
so
as
that,
I can.
So that's our
number
right. one proposal for our goal.
Okay, so that's number one. Anyone has anything else?
This is Lydia.
Marcel.
Okay, Lydia, then Marcel. Did I hear the sequence correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
No, mine is just a procedural recommendation. Is that when we're creating this list, unless someone objects, there's no need for a motion. We can
right.
just, you know, agree to include it. Nothing is set in stone, because unless we actually work to develop it, it won't happen anyway. But we hope that it will in these cases. So I move that. I mean, I recommend that.
I apologize. This is Andrea. I'm so sorry, folks. Oh. Hi, Andrea. I'm sharing really quickly. I'm sorry. Do you have the code? Okay, then I'll talk with you later. But I have to go because I'm sharing. I'll call you back. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Okay. I apologize. Andrea is caught up with something she won't be able to be on, so she's asking for an excused absence. Sorry about that.
You want to ask the group if there are any objections?
Is there any objection to excusing Andrea? Okay.
Without objection.
Without objection. Okay. I'll be last to hear to say what I think our some additional goals. Anyone else has any goals? I had Marcel sent something during the week, which is part of our purpose, and that's the org chart, where she requested that we collaborate with the governance committee in order to create and organize the org chart. Am I correct there, Marcel? I just didn't want to forget it.
Yes, absolutely.
Point of information. I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. What kind of chart?
The organizational charts. We have
some. Organizational, okay.
Yeah, I just abbreviated to say org charts.
Can you repeat? Whose idea was that again?
That was Marcel. She sent it to us during the week.
Okay, and that is redoing organizational charts?
To collaborate with the governance committee to create and possibly redo organizational charts, because we didn't get all of them. So those might have to be created, and the ones that are already created, they might have to be redone. Right, Marcel?
Absolutely, and you want to make sure that they comply with the bylaws, that's all.
Right, okay, it's right.
Collaborating with governance committee to recreate and possibly redo organizational charts to do what with the bylaws?
In compliance with the bylaws.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
The back and forth that I saw from KPFT did raise an issue that could be network-wide that I am just curious about, is there a standardized, and that I do believe is the purview of the personnel committee to at least understand, is there a standardized process for determining merit raises and cost of living raises? So just as an item to look into.
Yes, that would fit into our purpose where it says the Pacifica Foundation Employment Manual, organizational charts, paid and unpaid staff issues, and any policies and processes regarding other personnel matters. So that certainly would fit there.
Right. So if we could just add that as a sub to that. And again, it's about process. It's not about determining
process.
A particular case or anything, but do we have these processes in place so that they're uniform and equitable? Thanks.
Okay. So do you have that, Teresa?
Could you let me have it one more time?
Go ahead, Lydia. Yes. You want to say it?
Yes. An item that looks at the processes, or process, you could just put process, in determining staff merit raises and cost of living raises.
Kathy, on the stack, please.
Okay. Someone just joined?
Yes, Ifia, my apologies. I had an earlier commitment that took longer than I thought.
Welcome.
Okay, so Ifia is here. Go ahead, Kathy.
I think that's a very good idea. I like that one. I just don't know if it's necessary to point out, but I think that part of the difficulty might be is where in some stations you may have unions and another station may not. That a station that doesn't have a union, I think, as a network, we should make sure that those staff members have at least comparable situation as those stations that do have unions, so that it becomes across the board. I mean, it's something to think about.
Okay.
I would like to include that or add it as an additional consideration.
How about it when we get to the item? And when we're working all of this through, that we add that to that, Kathy? You want to keep that in mind? Because now we just like to have the bullet points and not working out the details right now.
Okay, then I would like... I'd like to make it a bullet point because I don't want to lose the thread.
Okay, all right.
Okay, tell me again what the bullet point is.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
that that in looking at this issue of raises, that we do a comparative analysis of union staff and non-union staff, so that all staff would have a comparable benefit, and there wouldn't be a station that didn't have a union that didn't have the same benefits as the other stations.
So the suggestion by Lydia Brazon, look at the process for determining merit raises and cost of living raises, and include, comma, including comparative analysis of union and non-union staff. That
yes.
sound okay?
Yeah, that sounds okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Now,
Marcel,
the hiring process should item on the agenda, which we haven't gotten yet, and I asked for it again. And part of our purpose is to create the confidentiality agreement for people who are non-listener, who are members of the subcommittee, if there's one, who aren't LSB members. We need to create the confidentiality agreement. So, Teresa, you could just actually cut and paste that from that, from the purpose. One second. I have to twist my head face to the right because I'm only seeing out of one eye here.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia. What the heck is this thing?
So, I mean, I can't imagine that any LSV doesn't have a confidentiality agreement. Are you suggesting a uniform one? And I thought we had passed a uniform one before. No, I don't. Not this committee, but didn't the board?
There was mass confusion over that quote unquote uniform one. So, and in my opinion, it needs a little work. So, I think, and it would vary. I'm thinking as I go along. I think it would vary a little bit for the subcommittee since they're non-LSB folks that are on there. But I just want to put that down. That in the purpose, we did say that we would create it, and so that we don't forget about it.
But may I ask, are you suggesting that we have a separate confidentiality agreement specific to personnel situations? Is that the issue, right? To distinguish it from a universal form that the PMB might elect to use.
That's correct. For non-LSB members on the subcommittee of a search committee of the LSB.
Okay.
Kathy, on the stack?
Lydia, I'd like to
be on
the stack.
Marcel, I've been asking to be on the stack for a while now.
Oh, I didn't hear you, Marcel. Maybe you're on mute. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. So it's Marcel, and I heard Kathy and Teresa, did I hear
and,
correctly?
And I'm changing phones.
Okay. So that's Marcel, Kathy, and Teresa. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to add to our list of goals this year that we review the bylaws in relation to the ADA law.
So that one is pretty straightforward. You have that one, Teresa?
Review bylaws regarding ADA compliance?
Yes. Okay. Next is Kathy.
Yeah, thank you. With regard to the confidentiality document, I remember the last time we brought that to the LSB, and there were LSB members who refused to sign it because they felt it was inappropriately constructed. So we might need to look at that again. But also, it's not just personnel or search committees. It would be finance committees. There might be a lot of
subcommittees that have non-LSV persons on it, so it would need to apply to all of those potential subcommittees.
You have 60 seconds.
Okay. We have 60 seconds to go. So Teresa is left on the stack, and we have a little bit more to go. So would someone like to move to extend for, let's see, how many minutes, folks, do you think? We were still doing pretty well on time. How many more minutes should we spend on this? Maybe 10?
Point of information, how many more people want to speak?
It's Teresa. And then we need to, just to recap to make sure that she has them correctly, that would be, well, for the entire meeting. Pardon?
All right, so I move 10 minutes.
Okay. Go ahead, Teresa. Teresa?
Just a minute here. Okay. I just want to understand about this number, item number 4. You told me, Nia, that I should cut and paste something having to do with confidentiality agreements, and I don't know what you're talking about cutting and pasting from. So
okay.
I think you ought to repeat what it is you think we're doing as a goal regarding those confidentiality agreements.
Okay. It's in the PD hire process. I'll just tell you what number it is. One second.
Is this on a different document?
Yes. The document that you sent out with the minutes? The third attachment that has the PD process, the substitute that was approved? In number 2, it says here a committee confidentiality agreement. We need to create a confidentiality agreement.
In the third document, which was the personnel committee from the 19th.
Yeah.
All right, and you want me to go down to where?
Down to number 2, and just says it
talks
about.
Okay, the personnel committee shall provide a copy of job description, candidate evaluation criteria, and for non-LSV members of created subcommittee, a confidentiality agreement to be executed by the subcommittee's second meeting. That's what
right.
you're talking
so
about.
Yeah, so that's where we need to create that confidentiality agreement.
Okay. So, Vidiaco, move, okay, wants the committee to create confidentiality document for the program director search process.
Right.
Program director search process committees?
What? Just for the search? What? It's for the members. So just to create a confidentiality.
You want us to create a general confidentiality agreement for just for any non-LSB members that are on the search committee?
Well, Kathy Kathy said that we probably should expand it to other committees. I would have no objection to that. So however you would like to word it.
Well, I would not like to make that decision as a secretary. I want the group to tell me what they want is their goal here.
Is there any objection?
Okay.
Who's that? Go ahead.
This is Kathy. I just wanted to clarify what I had said, if I may.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my concern was that we do this not for one committee specifically, but any committee, at any point that a committee is dealing with sensitive matters, like, for instance, in New York, our finance committee has a lot of people who are not on the LSB, and there's they need to be in meetings, but they can't be in meetings because of the confidentiality problem. So I thought this should be something that could be available to any committee that needed it.
Okay.
Any subcommittee that needed it.
So, Nia, can you tell me how you want that worded?
To create confidentiality agreement for...
agreement or document?
Well, agreement, document, it doesn't matter.
No, it does.
No. I like agreement. Confidentiality agreement for non-LSB members on a search committee and confidentiality agreement for non-PND directors on a PND subcommittee. That's where you're getting at, right, Kathy?
No. I'm not worried about that. It's non-LSB members.
This is Lydia.
What do you mean? Wait. You have non-LSB members on task forces, but not on PNB committees. I don't know of any such...
Well, the finance committee has a lot of non-LSB members on it in New York City.
Are you talking... Okay. I got you. Okay. I thought you were talking about the NFC.
No, the local finance committee.
Okay, so I guess... Okay, so
this video.
On LSB members on any committee, then?
Yes.
I think it could work.
This is Lydia.
Hey, Lydia.
Can we just insert the word, and it may apply to other committees? And the reason I say that is that there may be, now that we have HR consultants, there may be some language that would be specific to personnel situations that may not be applicable to others. I don't know. Maybe it can be that generic, and maybe not. So if we could just insert the word, may apply to other committees.
Right.
All right, so create a confidentiality agreement for non-LSB members on search committees and any other committees that may apply?
No, and may apply to other committees.
And... may apply to other committees. Okay.
Okay. And as an action item there, Teresa, I will contact Arlene to get the contact information for the firm that the PNB approved. What's it called again? Oh, Jesus. It just slipped my mind.
The person, the human resources firm?
Yeah, Jackson Lewis.
Okay.
No, I thought it was H.R. Hallman or something.
No, it was Jackson Lewis. That's who...
No, Jackson Lewis is not our personnel.
No.
They're a law firm.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you the name as soon as I pull it up. I have it right here, so I'll send it to everyone.
Can I just put HR firm?
Yeah. I guess I'm totally confused on that note, but I won't go off on a tangent. Maybe I wasn't paying attention at the meeting. I've never even heard of that name. Okay. As far as I knew, I thought it was Jackson Lewis who was going to do our HR thing.
No.
No. Point of information? Well, I guess, never mind. HR is different than legal counsel.
Right. There was some affiliation to Jackson Lewis. I think that's where the confusion came in.
Yeah.
We can get that clarification later.
Yeah. I'll do that later. But that will be one of my action items. And if you could send me whatever you're going to send me, Marcel, please. Thank you.
I'll see you as soon as I find it. I'm looking for it now.
Okay, no problem.
It was in Arlene's email from yesterday.
Okay, I've been resting my eyes, so I haven't been reading a lot. So I didn't read everything. I'll be sure to read it. Okay. Do we have anything else we would like? We have a lot. What we have to do is to prioritize these now, folks. We don't want to bite off so many things that we won't complete. We won't complete any of them. In addition, you know, to whatever else might be thrown our way. Okay. Does anybody else want to speak on this, or can we close off this list for now? Because remember, we could add things as we go.
This is Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I think you're right. There may be a need to prioritize, but we could also task different people to work on different issues depending on interest.
That's what I was going to suggest.
And that's a way of getting through some of it by, because some of us may have interest in certain things and others not.
Okay. Very good. Okay. How's our scribe doing?
Well, I just have one action item. I'm assuming that what Marcel Reed is doing doesn't need to be put down as an action item. And I'm assuming that I don't need a notation that we're going to divvy up work.
Prioritize
later, and I think we're ready to adjourn if there's no more action items that need to be mentioned.
No, I don't want to adjourn it. What I'd like to do, please, Madam Secretary, if you could just recap, and as Kathy has suggested, Lydia agreed that people will just decide what they would like to work on and have some kind of timelines for these things. Okay, what's the first item, please?
The first item is create standardized self-evaluation for all levels of staff.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
You volunteering, Lydia?
Okay, hold on. I would like to work with Kathy on this.
Okay.
Okay, and what I'll do, what I will volunteer to do is to start out with our management here to see, because it was my understanding they were going to embark on something similar, that included that. So let me see what's going on here, and then we can drop a list and then inquire at the other stations, and Kathy, you and I can talk or email each other.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Very good.
The second one was collaborate with governance committee to recreate and possibly redo the foundation's organizational charts in compliance with the bylaws.
Okay. So, Marcel, would you like me to keep you company on that one?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then, of course, it will come back to the whole committee anyway. Okay. What's next, Teresa?
Look at the process for determining merit raises and cost of living raises, including comparative analysis of union and non-union staff.
Wesley, are you still on?
I'm here.
Wes? Is that something that you would like to help out with? One thing about this committee, as you remember, in audit, I keep everybody engaged. Would you like to help with this one? It's not mandatory, just asking. No pressure.
I'll volunteer to serve on it as well.
Okay, Lydia, are you agreeing, Wes? Wesley? Wesley's gone? Okay. Okay.
Good time to call the drop.
Okay, Lydia. So you're on the solo, kiddo.
Well, I mean, people can join later. I can recruit. If we find Wesley again, I'll see if he's interested.
Find him again? Okay. Okay. What's the next item?
Wait a minute. Does Kathy Davis want to do that since it included the comparative analysis of union and non-union, or no?
Kathy, I feel for Kathy. Kathy? Do you want to do that? Kathy has a hand.
I don't necessarily want to do that. I just felt that the union, non-union piece was an important part of it.
It'll be brought back to this committee is the whole point, and then everybody can be in on the discussion. Right now it's just the grunt work of getting the material, see what's going on, and then, there might not be much for us to do, so we'll just have to figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, so just Lydia for that one. All right, create confidentiality agreement for non-LSB members on search committees, comma, and may apply to other committees.
I like this one.
Kathy, I want to be on that one, too.
Okay.
Kathy or, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
So Nia, that's all this other than Kathy?
Kathy and Nia.
Who took the union one? No one?
I did.
Oh, Lydia took it. Okay. What else is left, please, Teresa?
I tell you what, I'll do that one with you, Lydia.
Okay.
Okay, and the last one, review bylaws regarding ADA compliance. That was Marcel Reed's.
Mm-hmm. Would anyone like to join me on that?
I can do it with you. I guess we need it most, right?
I guess we need it most, yes.
Okay.
Right. So those are the five.
Okay. So the next item now would be our action items. So our action items would be for folks to get together to decide, you know, and then come back when, oh, shoot. You know, one thing I forgot, I'm sorry, if I could just get consensus on doing this, is to pick our meeting dates. I'm going to put them in on the calendar. Last year we were meeting on Fridays, and I think folks wanted to change that for this year. So before I forget, folks, before we go away, I would like to address that, choosing a regular scheduled meeting day. Someone just
called. Can we do Wednesday? Can we do Wednesday?
Okay. Just hold that thought,
hello,
Kathy.
I'm sorry. This is Wednesday.
Wes.
I'm sorry. I got dropped off the line, but I'm back now. Thank you.
Okay. Well, was there anything that you wanted to do, Wes, on any of those items? Wesley?
No, it all sounds good to me.
Okay, no problem. All right.
So the question, Wesley, was did you want to work on any of those things?
Yeah, I've been encouraged to talk to the manager, so I'm going to put all my fears aside and face the storm and asking questions.
On which one, Wes?
Is this on the union one or on the salary equitability? There were two.
I want to look at the what our people are getting paid, as well as several other pertinent information. I'll keep this group informed. As I progress.
No, Madam Chair.
That would be you and Lydia, Wesley.
Okay.
So Lydia will contact you, and then you work collaboratively. We're going to set up timelines and so forth as to when to get back to the committee with your...
And Teresa.
Your, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
great. Sounds wonderful.
The Teresa Allen, Wesley Bethune, and Lydia Brazon on that one, on item number three.
Yeah, he seemed to be interested in both, so you can add him to the Kathy and Lydia one, too, I think.
The confidentiality agreement?
No. The salary, the processes for assessing merit raises and cost of living.
Yeah, and
yes.
The comparative analysis of union and non-union. That's just
correct.
One item. That's item number three.
No, those were two tasks. One, I'm working with Kathy and now Wesley, and the other, I'm working with you and now Wesley.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, good, fine.
Okay.
Do you want to read them over, Teresa, just to make sure, quickly, please?
Well, she's going to send them out anyway in her minute, but...
But just so folks are clear.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me quickly do it. ahead, first one, create standardized self-evaluation for all levels of staff, Brazon and Davis. Collaborate with
government. And Wesley now.
The standardized self-evaluation for all levels of staff?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Collaborate with governance committee to recreate, possibly redo the foundation's organizational charts in compliance with bylaws. Reed and Bediaco. Look at the process for determining merit raises and cost of living raises, Davis and Brazon and Allen. And then comparative analysis of union and non-union is Bethune and Brazon.
Okay.
No.
Then, no?
No. The one before the union, the one that I'm doing with Kathy, which is on the merit raises and cost of living, that started out being myself and Kathy and now Wesley, but did you want to be on, is that the one you wanted to be on instead of the union one?
Yes.
Okay. So then there's four of us on that.
Okay.
Got and it. Then on the, oh, what's, now I'm losing myself. What's the second one after that where you had Wesley and myself?
That is including comparative analysis of union and non-union staff.
Right, and I don't remember if Kathy said yes or no to that. I think she said no.
Okay, so if I understand that, that's Bethune and Brazon.
Yes.
Okay, and then the next one is create confidentiality agreement for non-LSB members on search committees and may apply to other committees, Davis and Bediaco, and review bylaws regarding ADA compliances, Reed and Bediaco.
Yes.
And that's it.
Okay,
perfect. Now, we need to do some sort of timeline. We might have to go back and forth here.
Well, we were on the dates of the meeting.
Yes, to choose the date. Let's see. Are Wednesdays good for everyone? I know Thursdays are bad for Ali. He can't do Thursdays at all. Are Wednesdays good?
Well, most LSBs meet on Wednesdays.
We wouldn't choose those Wednesdays. I know that
and I think
W and I, we meet on the second Wednesday of every month.
And KPFK meets on the third Wednesday.
Well, KPFK I have here as the second Wednesday. You guys met last week. Are you going to be meeting? Could someone
last
please mute?
The third.
I think KPFK's next meeting is on a Saturday.
Right, it's every other month that we meet on a Wednesday. And I don't remember which week, and I don't know that we've gotten that far, actually. In fact, I think we're going to change from Wednesday because one of our members can never meet on Wednesdays. So that's still open.
It looks to me like the fourth Wednesday.
Tonight is the fourth Wednesday.
Yeah, but KPSK is going to be meeting on that fourth Wednesday.
Why?
Next month we're meeting on a Saturday.
Why? Okay. Did somebody put it on the calendar?
Yeah, it's on the 17th, Saturday the 17th of March.
No. I'm saying, did somebody put it on the fourth Wednesday, Nia?
Yes, somebody put it on for April. Someone put it on the calendar, KPFK LSB, 7 p.m.
For the third Wednesday.
Yeah, the third Wednesday, yeah.
Oh, well, Ali, you were there. Oh, no, you weren't there either last week.
Well,
I didn't know that it had been decided, so I can't.
It's not
do
on the calendar. I'm looking at the calendar now. We only have March scheduled.
Yeah.
KPFK is also scheduled for June the 20th.
Second.
Which is the third
second.
Wednesday.
Ali.
And
yes.
April 18th, which is the third Wednesday.
Okay. Go to April, Ali. I know I don't see that well. April 2012. It says here, April 18th, KPFK LSB, 7 p.m. I'm looking at KPFTX.
No, but I think Ali is looking at KPFK probably.
Yeah.
Looks like every other month on the third Wednesday is KPFK LSB.
That's
right.
The way
so what I'm saying is I'm not, let's just get back to you because I'm not convinced that we have picked that, we have made that determination. I would doubt it because, as I said, one of our members can never attend on a Wednesday, and so the discussion, as I believe, was left open.
To be clear, Lydia's talking about a member of the KPFK LSB, not a member of this committee.
That's correct.
Okay, so let's choose a date for March and oh, goodness.
This is Kathy on the stack.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I would like to propose that we choose the fourth Wednesday of the month moving forward, since nothing is in the fourth Wednesday of the month.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Unless the PNB decides for future reference to do that.
But if we choose it and put it into the calendar, then the LSBs will know not to choose it.
She said PNB, Kathy.
PNB.
Oh, the PNB.
Yeah, well, then we can choose another one. But I agree, let's move forward and put that in.
So March 28th?
Yeah, March 28th. I am going to literally put it in right now.
Okay.
Okay. And so these, so our little work groups, we need to get your things back to us by the 22nd so we have time to look at them.
Sure.
And, I mean, they could be here before. And that actually gives us a lot of time because some of these are very, very involved. And people have other things in their lives to do, so...
Yeah, and maybe, Ali, maybe you can send...
I don't know what all those noises are there. But
March 28th.
Yes, March 28th. And I'm going to correct what I just did here.
Okay. So if we're through, can we move to adjourn?
Okay, we just need to rush to executive session just to approve the minutes.
Oh, I
see. So the action items we covered. So, Otis, can you please take us off? Just so we're at 1 hour and 17 minutes. Usually we do an hour and a half. We have 13 minutes. Otis?
You sure you don't want us to call in on the executive session?
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so.
Should we call
everybody have that code?